You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I heard a super chat that was sent in to one of CGA's recent live stream. And when I researched what this super chat said, gentlemen, here we are yet again. More ways to divide the populace. Now, as you can tell by the title to this video, I'm going to be talking about how the family court is now weaponizing the poke. Now, this article was published on the 8th of January. It is lengthy, but I'm going to read the first part of it. That way you can read the rest of it. Family courts begin to weigh in on vaccination requirements. Now, if I am asked by a man my opinion on how he should proceed if this comes to him, the same thing I would tell him in regards to paying child support. If your vax status is going to be used as a weapon in the family court by your ex-wife or your baby mama as ways to keep you away from your child, wash your hands of the situation and walk away. Yep. I know there are plenty of men who say that that is a bad thing. You should continue to fight to be in your child's life no matter what. I can respect that. However, continuing to fight a battle like this is only going to bring you more misery and pain, not to mention the financial toll that it's going to take on you. If you're already divorced, why even bother? But this is going to get even more sinister as I read on. Flanked by their attorneys, the divorced parents reached an agreement outside the Pasadena courtroom and returned to inform the judge. They had agreed that their young son would receive, the Charlie 19 vaccine. Quote unquote, he absolutely needs to be vaccinated, said LA County Superior Court Judge Harvey A. Silberman. See, this is where I say people like this, they should be removed from their position because this is clear bias on his part. He then asked the parents, are you two? The mother said yes. The father said no. Quote unquote, sir, you'd better get vaccinated, the judge said, according to a court transcript, or you could lose time with your child unless you have a medical reason not to. Gentlemen, it is at that point that this father should have been like, Your Honor, I refuse to get vaxxed, and if you're going to take custody of my child away from me, so be it. As soon as the court is adjourned, cut all ties. If you're paying your child support, you pay that, but then afterwards, you walk the hell away. This right here is sick. This has gone far beyond, quote unquote, trying to help people. Oh, no. This is all about compliance. And the mere fact that you would have a parent use vaccination status as a weapon in family court? Yeah, no. No, you got to know when to walk away, gents. As children and teens become eligible for Charlie 19 vaccines, divorced parents have faced each other in court over their children's vaccinations. In some cases, including the one now before a judge in LA County, family courts have also begun to weigh in on vaccinating parents against the Charlie 19. Oh, the irony. My body, my choice does not apply in this case. In Illinois, notice the trend here. If you figure it out, put it in the comment section. A magistrate made headlines after ruling that a mother would not be able to see her 11-year-old son until he was vaccinated in a decision that was later overturned. In New York, a parent had visits suspended unless they were vaccinated or tested regularly. Quote unquote, the danger of voluntarily remaining unvaccinated in contact with a child while the Charlie 19 virus remains a threat to health and safety cannot be underestimated, wrote Magistrate Matthew F. Cooper. Attorney Lloyd C. Rosen, representing the New York father, said his client is getting regular tests to continue seeing his daughter, but filed a notice to preserve his right to appeal the ruling. Once again, these people are using the most vulnerable spot of a parent, particularly a father, which is what? His children. If we can't get you to voluntarily comply, we're going to go after your children. That way we can get you to comply by using them as a weapon. Rosen argued that the court had overreached. Immunizations and other medical decisions often come up in custody cases, as quote unquote, it is not unusual for parents to disagree regarding the medical care or treatment of a minor, he noted. Here, the court does not step in and make a decision for the child that the parents cannot make, Rosen said. The court steps in and makes a decision for a father regarding himself as a condition of his parental rights. I think I'm going to go ahead and end with the article and just say my humble opinion, which I'm going to reiterate. Gentlemen, if this scenario has been presented to you, if your ex-wife or your baby mama wants to use your unvaxxed status as a weapon in the family court, and the court allows them to do so, you must wash your hands of that situation. Honestly, at that point, it's fuck you and the kid. I know there are a lot of guys who would wholeheartedly disagree with that, but the reasons that I previously outlined make it even a more logical decision. You cannot put yourself in misery trying to fight a corrupt system. The best thing you can do, walk away. Explain to your child why you're walking away. And let them know later on in life, when they become an adult, the door for them will be opened. Should you decide you want to walk through that door, that's a decision for you to make. Or if you decide you're going to hate my guts for the rest of your life, I'm also cool with that. But the ultimate decision lies on you. This right here is outright sick. The fact that the family court, in my humble opinion, are truly overstepping their bounds. However, we all know the one phrase that the family court uses as its ultimate sword and shield: the best interest of the child, which is not. We know that that is a complete and total farcical statement. But anyway, these last 2 years have shown us what Eddie Griffin calls the new racism, vaxxed versus unvaxxed, which, ironic, no one can tell who's vaxxed or who's unvaxxed unless you want to volunteer that information. And I say no. However, in my humble case, if people ask me, am I vaxxed, I will simply respond, one, it's none of your damn business. And two, me being retired military, I've been injected with shit that you wouldn't believe. So yeah, I got a military grade immune system. Not that it's your business, but if you really want to pry, no, I'm not afraid of this thing. I've never been afraid of this thing. Now, if you want to get it, that's on you. You live your life. But don't bring that crap to me saying that somehow I'm a danger because I'm quote unquote unvaccinated. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. But I would definitely say this. This has been the greatest psychological / social experiment of all time on how people are willing to comply when just a little bit of fear is placed on them. But with that being said, I've ranted on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. What would you do if your ex-wife or baby mama presented you with this scenario? Now, I've made it crystal clear with the meat sack. I'm not getting vaccinated. And if you ever make me to pay child support, fuck you and our child. She clearly understands that, which is why she's never brought it to me. But with that being said, ladies around the world, understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism, and now your card of using your ex's vax status as a weapon, will eventually go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, in my humble opinion, if this proceeds further, there will be more men putting on the mask. Just saying. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.